Welcome back to the Gamescast. It's been a little bit of time, man.
It's been a long time.
You know what? A lot of things came up. We're building this Tiger Fitness app. So Matt's been working on diets. How have those been?
I'm like two diets away from being done, and I've never been happier.
I don't think anybody's written more diets in the history of mankind. So you got, what are the categories for these diets? So the Tiger Fitness app will be completely free. Completely free. And this thing, if you were to subscribe to something of its nature, at least $50 a month. At least $50 a month. It's going to be absolutely free. So what categories of diets did you do?
So this is a zone diet where it's 40% carbs, 30% protein, 30% fat over 26 different calorie ranges from going up from basically nothing, poverty macros, to 7,000 calories. And then you have the high protein where it's 40% protein, 30% carbs, 30% fat, and then a ketogenic one.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, not
at all. But nonetheless, you did it, and I didn't. So, hey, you know, titles do matter, by the way. So, anyway, getting into this, the Gamescast, we've talked about a bunch of topics, and we still will. I want to focus more on training, okay? I want to focus on stuff that interests us, and that's training, building better athletes. I'll have more information on it lately, but I just accepted an offer to be a coach at a local athletic endeavor. Let's say it's a school. My first time coaching at a school, so instead of dealing with the board, I'm dealing with educators. And that's going to be real fun, but hopefully to keep me separated from them. But my thing is I want to keep kids from getting injured. I want to make kids bigger, stronger, faster, healthier, and better, more productive human beings. I want them to win state championships. I want to win. Winning is everything. Winning in life. These kids need to learn that, and I will teach them that. Yes, they will lose along the way, but we're here to create winners. And the Gamescast is here to create winners everywhere. Everywhere, whether you're an office worker, whether you're a pro bodybuilder, an MMA fighter, or just some guy who wants to be a good dad, a good student, whatever it is, or a female, we like females.
I like them.
I like them too. But that's our goal here. So our focus, I think, is going to be a lot on training. I have a True Form treadmill coming here.
Yeah, that's
April
exciting.
6th.
Yeah.
I did that great Uber Zadi course, which was absolutely amazing, where I learned how to train people on the True Form as well as the Tough Tread treadmill, which is a big, super high incline, super speed. Basically, the goal is you run beyond your running capacity.
That's the one you were telling me about with the like the bungee on it or the
there, so you don't actually, but there's actually, you hold on it. I don't like the bungee. I don't like the what do they call it? The support system, because it gives you too much false sense of security. What I like to have is run within their human capabilities and hold on if you have to. There's grasp and let go type methodologies. And if you feel the runner's about to go, there's a way to spot them in the back, which we were taught to do. We actually have one now at Tiger Fitness Gym in Ohio. So we actually do have one there, and at our location here, which who knows where that's going to go from here. We have a lot of big news on that. We have the True Form coming in, which will be great to teach form. A lot of videos going to come on that. But our goal is to highlight products that are awesome, highlight methodologies that are awesome, debate and discuss training methods we hear about, we know about, we love. And today, I think it's a great way. We'll start out with a device called the Breath Belt. Which you want to put those in the middle here, so yeah. We kind of everything there, because that's how I'm gonna explain it. I prepped for this, guys. I brought toys. I have two balls, and I actually have a great belt built by Cardillo, which I am not going to diss whatsoever. But I'm gonna show you the difference between a breath belt and this Cardillo belt. Now, the breath belt, when I first saw it, kind of not gonna lie, bro, I was like, yeah, okay. You know, there's so many.
You explained it to me, and I was like, I'm skeptical.
And I was, and Trey, who is actually, he's our customer service rep, right?
Yeah.
Beyond that, obviously, but that's who you might know Trey if you've ever called Tiger Fitness, and a female didn't answer. It was Trey. So, and Trey's like, dude, I tried it out. I can see how it'll work. And I'm like, Trey, you're high. We drug tested Tiger Fitness and you're going to lose your job. And Trey's like, nah, bro, trust me. And we went on, cause we had to do cardio that night. So we went, it was Florida, right? Like, he's from Ohio. So he went from like 20 degrees to 75.
So he was like, this is nice.
So I'm like, let's do cardio. We're about to go to the gym. He's like, can we just go for a walk? I'm like, well, I guess same thing, right? Yeah. Apples and oranges. So anyway, so he, we went on a walk and he's like, dude, I think, and we're debating this. And I'm like, but it's just a belt, right? It's like, nah, it's got these things. So I'm going to explain this in a nutshell. Okay. So when you're wearing a normal belt, now this Cardillo belt, which you'll notice, right? It comes down and it's actually thinner in the front than it is in the back. There's no give. It's straight up, right? Okay, and there's no focal point. Like, you're not pushing into anything. There's nothing to focus on. Now, in the front of your stomach, which is right here, right in that, like, fupa area.
Yeah.
That's called your psoas. And your psoas, if you don't activate them correctly, creates a bunch of issues with your core, creates a lot of imbalances. Your back, your core isn't fully activated. So what the breath belt does, and I'm going to show you now, I'm actually not wearing them a lot of the time. So the breath belt, and I have a video, and Matt, if you're editing this, you could drop it in right here.
Okay.
So I gave a presentation at the Uber Zadi Speed Conference in Florida, and there I met the creator of the breath belt. Now, gotta admit, I was skeptical. I'm like, well, what's the difference between this and a weight belt? So actually, Trey at Tiger Fitness and I had this conversation. He tried it on, and he's like, you know what? I actually can see how this works. So I was skeptical after the event. I talked to the people at Breath Belt and I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a shot. And I'm going to try it out. And if I like it, we'll bring it into Tiger Fitness. I've had it for a week and I got to say, I am sold on it for one reason and one reason only. It is simple. What it does is it cues. Now, if I want an athlete to hip hinge or to activate their obliques, I'm going to put my hand on their obliques. They know to push out against it. If I want an athlete to adduct, to activate their glutes, I'm going to push out on their legs or use a mini band to do that. That is the concept of the breath belt. Now with that, I'm going to show you how it works and how to use it. The patent is for these two little awesome pockets in here. What this does, you put a lacrosse ball in each one and you can adjust where it goes based on your anatomy or where you want the pressure to be. Now I'm going to focus on activating my psoas. So what we're going to do, take this breath belt, put it on, put the balls right over where your psoas is, right in the middle, right here, ball, ball. See where the belt is? Right on, basically my upper butt, okay? For you science people. Come over, bring it up, breathe in, boom. Let it sit for a second. Take the second belt out. Now, what this is doing is it is giving me external pressure to put out, push out against. Now, when I do that, what does it do? I push out. Push out, flex against the abs, flex. See that, little thing? What is that at the beginning of? A hip hinge. So it actually forces you to hip hinge. So what I like to do is during leg day, when I'm doing squats and I wanna cue or activate my psoas, my abs, and that creates the intra-abdominal pressure to protect my back, my core, I'm gonna put the balls in. Now, if I'm training something else, I just want some support, what I'll do is I'll take the balls out. And just wear this bad boy, again, take it. Nice supportive belt, and you push out against it. I really like the application of this belt. Is it for everybody? Well, yeah. One thing I like to do is I work at a stand-up desk. For those of you who work or at an office all day, get a stand-up desk, put your balls in, put your belt on, stand up, and I assure you, your back will feel better. It will feel better. It teaches you to activate things. So instead of going for things that might fix or put a band-aid on a bullet wound, as I like to say, this will actually help your body rehabilitate by teaching you to cue those muscles that will protect your lower back and your core integrity. Perfect. All right. So the breath belt, the beautiful thing of it, if you just want something to push out against, to provide external pressure against your abs, you can. It's got two layers and it's stretchy. Right? So it provides your body with a give. So you get it nice and tight, your body pushes out against it, and it gives just enough to give you that external reinforcement. A lot of people think that belts actually decrease abdominal activation, and that is completely incorrect.
No, they increase abdominal activation. You're actually giving something for them to press against, where if there is no belt, there's nothing to press against. It's just...
So here's an example. Matt, just go and do this. Hold it in place, right? Now push against my hand. which is providing more to you, yeah, more force,
more against. Activation.
So when you're pushing against an object, it's better just, you know, just it's called isometric pressure. And so what you do is it's pretty friggin' awesome. This is what's patented. These two pockets in the front, and you place your two lacrosse or tennis balls in these pockets, and you align it over your psoas. So if I'm teaching an athlete, if I'm teaching my daughter how to activate her core before a hip hinge, how to hip hinge, when you're doing that, you're tightening your psoas, what happens? You naturally hip hinge.
Yeah.
A lot of people just hinge, but they don't tighten. They don't force. This gives you an external cue. Now, if I'm having an athlete present with valgus, which is the caving in of the knee, which is a cause of many injuries, especially in female athletes. And I think that's a good topic to go after this. So in female athletes, there's valgus because the cue angle of the female hips is a 17 degree difference to the male hip.
So that's like as if on a squat, the knees are coming together.
Exactly. Yes. So what happens is when females have non-contact, they naturally have more pressure on their ACL and their MCL because they're naturally having more force put on their inner knee because of the Q angle. And the reason females have a greater Q angle is because they give birth. So their hips are made, so their legs are put at a slightly outward angle. 17 degrees isn't much, but when you're trying to pass an 8-pound baby through your vagina,
crying potato, if you will.
A crying potato. I've never heard it put that way, but it's correct. And don't watch that, by the way. You know who is this guy I know on Instagram? His name's Caden. He's from Arizona. Congratulations to him. He had his first child. And he's like, hey, Mark, you know, what advice do you have? I'm like, don't look. So he texts me. He's like, God, I can see it's a blessing. It's the greatest day of my life. And by the way, I didn't look. I'm like, good job. Just look in her eyes the whole time. Because the vagina expands to such a ridiculous just diameter. It's crazy. Bro, it's insane. Like, I always say, like, butter is the most versatile food ingredient because you can make cake with it. You can also put it on top of steak, and it makes it all better, right?
Butter makes everything better.
The vagina is much like butter. The vagina...
Truffle butter.
The vagina can stretch out and pass literally a 10-plus-pound object. On a small female, I've seen really petite women give birth to some really big babies, right? Yet, it can go the opposite way and be extremely tight. For something, in my case, slightly smaller than 10 pounds, like maybe 9.99 pounds smaller than But anyway, enough about the vagina. Let's talk about knee valgus. So if I'm a, and this is where this podcast, this is where we're going to go with this. There's going to be a lot of vagina talk. So if I'm cueing a athlete, I'm going to put this between my legs. This looks right. So if I'm cueing an athlete, for those of you listening to this, you don't understand how stupid I look right now. For those of you watching on YouTube, you understand. I look like a complete idiot. So I'm going to put this band around the knee of the athlete. So when they go down and while they're doing a deadlift or a squat or even an air squat, this is a mini band. I'm holding a mini band. So when they go down, they have the external cue of the band
to push against it, to create that force. On. Yeah. That's something that, so I was filming Brandon's leg session last week or earlier this week. And that's something he was really focusing on, was pushing out on a, trying to create that force, he said when he was pressing against the leg press, trying to like spread his feet apart so he could work on that outer swoop and that development and keep his knees from creating that valgus.
What most people don't realize about Brandon Curry, Mr. Olympia Brandon Curry, my business partner, a guy we work with, is he has a degree in this shit. Like, he has a degree in exercise phys. Yeah. Like, he's no dummy. He knows biomechanics. He knows physiology, which is why it's great having a business partner who's not just a bodybuilder like me eat protein. You know, he knows what he's talking about. So what I really like is I highly recommend the breath belt. It's expensive as shit. We sell it at Tiger Fitness. It's gonna set you back about $150. That's $150. But it's a fixed cost, something you're going to use. Another train, I have to mention it while we're here. There's two training tools I recommend you get. This is number two. Number one, if you're not a power lifter, you don't care about grip, is VersaGrips. That's going to run you about $50.
Yeah.
Again, we got those on Tiger Fitness. We'll link them down below. And then the breath belt. Those are the two accessories, the only two accessories I travel with for the gym. I don't come with anything else. I bring my breath belt and I bring my, VersaGrips. They take up very little space in your gym bag. Like a regular belt, like a powerlifting belt, or even this belt takes up much more space than this belt.
I mean, obviously not to knock the MTS belt, but that thing's rigid, you know. I mean, it's uniform all the way around, but it takes up
space. We're sold out of them. I care less.
All right, cool.
I just want some
shit we
can sell.
They take up space in the bag.
Yeah, I mean, so.
This folds up nice.
And I also, for those of you who have a stand-up desk, which I do, I wear it at my stand-up desk. I even put the balls in it to cue my psoas. And I've noticed that even when I was boxing today, when I was doing legs, I have much less hip pain. My core is activated, and everything is just so much better.
You said it has also attributed to your back feeling better.
My back is feeling a lot better. Now, I can't give breath belt credit for that. It was a part of it. Matt injured my back so bad.
I did nothing. I warned against it.
Yeah, but he was using reverse psychology. He wanted me to do it. It was because I was dressed sexy. I deserved it. But no, he brought this log to my house. Like, not an actual log, but a log lifting log.
A strongman log.
Okay, whatever. Potato, potato. Apples and oranges.
Why can't fruit be compared?
I think the first we got like 180 and I was pretty excited about it. And then the next week was like 230. Good news is it's on Instagram. Worth it. Even though it's cost me over $2,000.
For the gram.
Between Dr. Ross, between all the treatments, between the fucking breath belt, between all the hours of Mark Pro. I think we might have a visitor here. Oh, Ruckus, how you doing? Here, now you're just going to drop your toy? This is the beauty of. So we were going to do this outside. It's gorgeous out. My office is actually being kind of redone a little bit. So it's who knows what's going to happen today. So that's what I have to say about that. And that brings me a segue to what a lot of people are talking about. South Dakota, Kristi Noem, and Olda, and the legislation in Alabama, Mississippi, about biological males becoming females, transgenders, and playing in female sports. And I think this is a great topic for us because this is a coaches podcast. I have a lot of coaches who watch our stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's something that we discuss, and I don't think any other community will appreciate this more than coaches. And in my experience, living in Illinois, a very liberal state, now living in Tennessee, 100% of the coaches, from USSF soccer coaches to high school football, baseball, soccer coaches, to all the coaches I've interacted with, are 100% vehemently against letting biological males play female sports. And for a lot of them, I don't even know if they realize the main reason why it's completely absurd. And in my opinion, testosterone or hormone blockers don't work for this purpose. They're not the answer, and I'm going to explain why. Matt knows where I'm going because I yell about it 12 times a day. I randomly yell about physiology in the office.
All I start hearing from across the hall is something about a Q angle, and I'm like, I know where he's going.
So there's the segue. So, you know, when a male stands, it's like this, right? We were explaining before. Women, it's like this. Which I'm motioning with my hands, straight up, straight down, and then a slight angle outward, or a backward hyphen for those of you who learned how to code, that's what it is. So, what that does, the Q angle. So I don't care. My daughter is large, is stronger than all but probably two or three even football players in her high school. She's an unfair competitive advantage just because she's strong and she's trained well.
Yeah.
She has nutrition is on point. Okay. I don't care. I'm not worried about some dude getting on the soccer field and running into her because of his hormones, because of his body mass, because of his bone density. Don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I want to see that because I think Cammy's going to level that dude. I want to see that just like my overhead press, I will put that on the gram. My daughter leveled some dude on the soccer field, right? Kind of like those 15-year-old boys in Dallas beat the U.S. women's national team, but shh, don't say that. Women's rights, equality, right? We're all equal. They can do everything as good as men as long as they're like 12. But anyway, so check it out. Let's check it out.
Tell them to pee standing up and see how all that
goes. They have tools for that. They have this thing.
It's like a funnel?
It's like a it points it up. Yeah, my wife was looking at one once. Like, she was thinking of getting one. That way we could go to the urinal together. I don't know why she would get it.
I mean, I guess useful for road trips.
Yeah, road trips would be great. On the side of the road. Yeah, and they can't, like, pee in a bottle unless they, like, sit on the bottle. Vaginas are weird. where is the pee hole? Have you ever found them? Where do they pee out of? Like, where does the pee come from?
I'm just going to put a diagram of a vagina in the urethra.
Can you show me where the pee comes from?
Yeah, the urethra comes down above the vagina. And
above? So yeah. By the clitoris?
Maybe. Oh, fuck.
Can you get...
Okay. Yeah, I got this. Hold on.
Hey, channel my Joe Rogan. Jamie, can you look that up? So... What I'm worried about is a dude...
I'm going to preface this by saying I'm typing in scientific vagina diagram.
No, we want to see the other one. So just bring up like golden shower videos. So here's the thing. Like, I'm worried about a dude with a greater Q angle or a lesser Q angle running into my daughter and providing a contact ACL injury. My main issue with dudes competing in chick sports, not only are they bigger, not only are they stronger, not only are they faster, I can train beyond that. I can train my athletes to be bigger and stronger than dudes, right? I've done it multiple times. What I can't do is train somebody to have a different Q angle of their leg. That is genetic. That is God.
Okay, so what we got here.
Okay.
So you got clitoral hood, clitoris.
Ooh. Where's the pee hole?
Anus is over there. Okay, pee hole. Urethral opening is right here, and that's where the
vagina... it's right between the clitoris and the vagina. It's like midpoint.
Yeah, it's a midpoint.
Who said this show wasn't educational? Breath belt, mini bands, regular belt, pee hole.
Mark finds the pee hole.
I'm going to look for it next time I'm down there. What are you doing down there? This feels really...
What's taking so long? I'm just looking for something.
Can I borrow your flashlight? Go down there with like a one of those like construction worker flashlights.
Headlamp.
What are you doing? I just want to see what I'm doing. Oh, wow. So that's where the pee hole is. Okay. Like with men, we know exactly. Like there's one hole. Everything comes out of that one hole. We have one opening.
One hole, one tube.
Yeah. But women, y'all be complicated. Like different holes, and they're right next door to each other. Have you ever thought like another thing? Like, why are they so close?
Now there are three holes that are really close.
Dude, yes. There's a lot of openings there. Like, it's crazy. It's like it's...
I say now as if we just discovered the third one.
I seriously did. This is the first. I'm like, where does it come out of? So anywho. So my issue with female and men's sports is the Q angle. 100% the Q angle. And that's... Look, dude, I mean, for those of you who've known me for years, like, you kind of see where I'm at. You kind of see who I hang out with. Like, I don't care if you're black, white, Mexican. I don't care if you're female, male. I don't care if you're a transgender. I don't care if you're male, identifying as a female, a cis male, a whatever the other one is, male. I don't care. Whatever makes you happy. If you want to wear a wig, wear a wig. If you want to identify as a woman, I don't care. I'm not even really that big on the bathroom thing. Doesn't really bother me as much. It's not a big deal for me. Like, they're going into stalls anyway. And, like, perverts are going to pervert, you know? Like, they're going to find a way to hide in the women's restroom and hit in the stall. That's not an issue for me. I don't care. Like, I love everybody being who they want to be. If you feel, like, and I don't know the science. Like, if I'm not going to, you have a mental issue. No. What if a dude's like, I'm a chick. Cool. You could be whatever you want to be, right? I'm a chick. Cool. Identify as a woman. I don't care. Does it bother you?
No.
I don't think they should get any special treatment. Also, don't think they should be mistreated. But when you go into sports, there are biological things that natural males and females have differently. And for me, I get over the hormone thing. Like, hormone blockers, that's not going to sell me. Well, you could just start blocking hormones when they're teenagers. Nah, not really. It's chromosomes, bitch. You can't just block hormones. Right? Like, you can't.
No.
Like my my sons probably have testosterone below 10 right now, right? So technically they're not dudes now. When you see Thomas and Preston, do you ever go like, I don't know what the hell that is? No, it's a fucking boy. It's a boy with a high pitched voice. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, they're still boys. They do boy stuff. And guess what? If they did girl stuff, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, cool, man. Here's a doll. I don't care. Do your thing. Sure, I'm a man's man. I get it. But like, it never bothered me. Like, people would be like, you know, I found to be, I never told this story. The most homophobic people I've ever met were British. It was in the UK.
Really?
I was with my UK distributor. I don't even think I remember this story till now. My UK distributor at the time, not going to say who it was, not going to say how long ago. Let's just say I just had a boy. So it was approximately 12, 13 years ago, right? And so I'm like sitting there like, well, what would you do if you found out your son was gay? I wouldn't care. He's gay. Cool. I hope he finds a dude who makes him happy. They're like, huh, preposterous. And they're sitting there eating their fucking fish and chips, all high and mighty. And they're like, I'm like, whoa, I thought y'all were supposed to be like liberal over here, right? And they're like, oh, I would, if I had a homosexual child, that's a horrible accent, I would be.
Sound like a reject from Harry Potter.
It's not really working, is it?
No.
I would be just terribly mad, terribly upset. And there it is. I'm like, nah, it's just not, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. But I think females in sports, I think that's a problem. And I will be outspoken about it. You know, it's not something, if I get canceled for that, I'm cool with it. If I get canceled for like fake stuff, like Mark Lobliner is a racist, I'll be like, whoa. But if you say, hey, Mark Lobliner is anti-transgender, I'll be like, whoa. No. Mark Lobliner does not think biological men should play women's sports. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I think. I think a lot of things, you know, and people might not agree, but I think science is overwhelmingly on my side from a physiological, not a psychological standpoint. Psychologically, sure, they're women, right? But physiologically, biologically, they're dudes. It just is what it is. Hips. The hips don't lie, man. Shakira.
She knew what she was talking about.
Shakira's hot.
Still.
She's like 90 years old, dude.
Still.
Yeah. She was up there with J-Lo. I'm like, damn, there's so much Botox there. Anyway, so I mean, at the end of the day, sports, all this, like, it's always going to rear its ugly head, its head into politics. It just has to. And I never thought this would be a conversation, a debate, where I'm worried about my daughter having her college scholarship opportunities taken away by dudes.
Now it's just going to stick around. It's going to be a lingering debate. I don't see it going away anytime soon.
Honestly, I think what's going to happen, sooner or later, the feminists are going to wake up and they're going to be like, we fought for all these years to have Title IX and separate sports for women. You know, like every sport opportunity offered to men because of Title IX has to also be offered to women. When you start letting biological men into women's sports, you know, I think true feminists, whether they're Democrat, Republican, whatever it is, are going to be like, maybe we should revisit this. Maybe this is something that is actually hurting our cause. And, you know, dude, you have like, you had the woman of the year a couple years ago was a man. Like that's
Jenner.
Right? Yeah, Jenner was a, like, and doesn't he still have his, he got it cut off after that, right? Like he got it lopped off.
Did he? I don't know.
I think he got it lopped off.
I remember not caring enough about that to be concerned.
Hey, if you cut off your penis, you can identify as whatever you want. Because that's commitment. Like But I understand the
caveat.
I understand the argument. Like, you know, you have the opportunity. I'm not saying this will happen. But what if mediocre men, like those track and field runners in Connecticut, they were literally not placing as boys. And then one year they're like, hey, we're chicks. And then they break every world record. They just dominate everybody. They win state 1 and 2. And they weren't even in the top. They weren't even near the top. They weren't even competitors, contenders. What if you have a bunch of mediocre dudes who just want to win? Like a guy on steroids going to a natural bodybuilding competition. Yeah. What if you have a bunch of dudes who just want to win stuff?
I mean, it's going to turn into just another form of cheating.
Yeah.
Down the road.
I think that's the main concern. But that's just me. So, yeah, I guess. So I think we can wrap up the Gainscast day. Where can they find us, Matt?
They can find us YouTube.com/Gainscast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, all that good stuff.
Just type in Gainscast with
You'll
a Z.
Find it with a Z. Gains with a Z.
All right, guys, thanks so much for watching, listening, whatever you did. Be sure to subscribe, tell your friends about it, and we'll have much more athletic conversation as we move forward, guys. Thanks for watching. Gainscast.